Nolte, Liz Cheney launches xenophobic attack on Elon Musk. By John Nolte on February 6, 2025. Disgraced former Representative Liz Cheney, RY, launched a xenophobic attack on Elon Musk Wednesday. Cheney, who received a preemptive pardon from former President Joe Biden for whatever crimes she may have committed since 2014, reacted to a one-word tweet from Elon Musk. All Musk wrote was, "Interesting." Musk was responding to a tweet that revealed Cheney basically began her government career with "You said." The government outlet currently under fire from Musk's Doge Group for its reckless and unaccountable spending to the tune of billions of taxpayer dollars. Liz Cheney, who led Trump's impeachment and the mass imprisonment campaign against thousands of Trump supporters, was spawned out of "You said," wrote Mike Benz, the executive director of Freedom Forum Online. Obviously feeling defensive, the pardoned warmonger lashed into Musk's interesting comment via her verified Twitter account. "Damn right, at Elon. I'm proud of what America did to win the Cold War, defeat Soviet communism, and defend democracy," the disgraced Cheney wrote. "Our nation stood for freedom. You may be unfamiliar with that part of our history since you weren't yet an American citizen." Cheney, who lost her House seat in the 2022 Republican primary to a Trump-backed candidate by 37 points, 28.9% to 66.3%, was widely ridiculed for responding to the wrong person. "At Elon is not Elon Musk." Still, it was a revealing insult from Cheney to attack Musk's Americanism. First, he chose to become an American, which tells you a lot. Second, the Cold War was not solely an American thing. Yes, American leadership won the Cold War. But Cold War politics was a global thing, a global fight for freedom versus tyranny. You did not have to live in America or be an American to understand those stakes. Additionally, Cheney's comment once again exposes who the left truly are, which is everything they accuse Trump of being. It's a cheap shot, a way to other Elon Musk, a McCarthyite smear targeting his Americanism. But because Cheney is a beloved and bubbled member of the far left, she need not fear any repercussions for this kind of talk. Cheney and her confederates on the left always accuse Republicans and conservatives of the things they are guilty of: racism, fomenting violence, election interference, weaponizing the Department of Justice for political purposes, fascism, censorship, book banning, McCarthyism, and intolerance. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.